ALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is disabled activist and author Alice Wong. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm so happy you're here, and I'm so happy about your new book. Alice is editor of Disability Visibility, First-Person Stories from the 21st Century, which is out now. And right now, we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home.
Don't watch TV. Sounds like a gimmick.
First up is the Disability Film Festival Superfest, and they've been hosting free online screenings of films about disability all summer long. Their annual film festival will be entirely online this fall, this October. This is also the longest running disability film festival in the world. So Alice, any cool films that you've checked out from Superfest over the summer or just even in the past?
Oh, I've been a long time attendee of this festival. You know, clearly this fall, they're gonna have an online film festival. You will discover so many amazing independent films by disabled people or featuring disabled people from all over the world. And I do want to say that the jury for this festival is by all disabled people. So this really makes a difference. And I really hope that people check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at some of the films and they definitely seemed interesting. I love film festivals, so I'll definitely check them out. That's Superfest. You can watch free movies on their social media pages and look out for their film festival this fall. Your next pick is Sins Invalid, which is a Bay Area disability justice performance group, and it's made up of disabled, queer, and Black, Indigenous people of color who are all artists. They host a series of online dance parties and other workshops centered on disabled people. Have you attended their events in the past or watched them?
I think the executive director and artist director, Patty Bird, she is just one of the most kind of pioneering and just... She's one of the most exciting people that's, you know, in the arts world. Many of their shows are steeped in pleasure and joy.
Nice, nice.
And I think there's, you know, let's face it, a lot of, you know, unapologetic sensuality. And I think that's really, unfortunately, still radical, really loving yourself. I think that's...
Yes.
That's the vibe that I get from Sins Invalid. Yeah, it's a fantastic collective.
All right, Audre Lorde, she once said that there is power in the erotic. That's Sins Invalid. Visit their website to see their performances and follow them on social media.
When you touched a friend of mine,
and your final pick is on my to-watch list, which is Crip Camp, a disability revolution documentary on Netflix. Now, this is about teenagers in the 70s who bonded at a camp for youth with disabilities. They later moved to Berkeley and were catalysts in the disability rights movements. And the late Oakland disability activist Stacey Milburn Park was involved with this project. Have you seen the film?
Oh, yes. I've definitely seen the film. And, you know, I do think it's essential viewing for anybody who like doesn't even know what disability history is. Watch this as a beginner and then go for more. You know, I think there is a history lesson about the 504 protests, which also happened in the Bay Area in the 1970s. That was the longest unarmed occupation of a federal building ever in history. And most people do not know that. And I think that Bay Area folks should really know that this is a big part of our history. And, you know, Crip Camp is one generation that, you know, in fighting themselves, you know, they felt like they should conquer the world. And they did.
That's the documentary Crip Camp, A Disability Revolution, and you can watch it on Netflix.
Reload, reload, we go, we blow, until there's one.
I've been speaking with disabled activist Alice Wong. Get her new book, Disability Visibility, First Person Stories from the 21st Century, which is out now. Get it wherever you get your books. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Julia Linas Goodman and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.